Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ruben Gomez. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke, who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to first for one, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball four. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Locke. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Allen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schmidt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luck. Zimmerman reaches second base with a double. Virals moves to third. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Power reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin catches it and throws to second to double up Power. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0-for-1 in the game. Daniels bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison throws the ball into Verhaals, who tags O'Connell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hamlin moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zimmerman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Ver Alts moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Senators, 1. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Daniels covering, for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. Verals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to second. Tom Chaney now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Power hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-4 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. King hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.